the suit, man.
Yeah.
It's out there. It's sort of. It's covered in red, but the bat suit, Robert Pattinson, as some people are calling him. I don't know if you've seen that.
I have not.
Matt Reeves, yesterday on social media, released a video similar to the Joker makeup camera test they did, which I thought was really cool, with Joaquin Phoenix displaying a dancing clown over him before finishing up with him in his Joker makeup. And this one just kind of shows off the, from like the chest up of the bat suit. Not quite sure on the colors, how much black, how much gray, shades of gray, shades of black we're going to get. I guess shades of black are shades of gray. Anyways, it's out there, and they didn't show much, but what they showed has people buzzing as any reveal of a superhero's costume would. So, good morning, everybody, and welcome to LR Mornings today with Kyle and
Brian.
And Brian, what did you think of the bat suit reveal?
For the most part, I liked it. I have a few questions about it. Mainly the stitching in the mask. Is that final or is that going to go away? I didn't like the nose guard the way it was, the cowl. Mm-hmm. As far as the shape of everything, I'm fine with it. The collar is a little odd. I don't dislike it, but it's a little odd. I want to see the cape more, so we don't get a whole lot of that. And I want, it basically looks like they took a lot of what Nolan had as far as the second and third round of the bat suit, the more tactical, mm-hmm. and then they've sort of combined some elements. To me, it looks like Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, where it's almost like armor plates and
yeah, like, exactly
different chunks of the suit. It's not something that he could just put on in a single piece. It's got moving layers and
Hear the speculation? It's on Twitter. This is by no means even a rumor, just people talking about what the bat symbol is.
Yeah, it's the gun that shot his parents.
Yeah, that's
what do you think about that idea?
You know I love it. Yeah, I know it probably annoys you, but if it's true, I would be very happy with that.
Is that anything from ever a comic line ever do that?
Nothing I read, but I want to say someone, again, this was on Twitter, so I don't know how accurate it is, but supposedly someone, and they have even been Kevin Smith, had put that idea in a comic recently. Mm. I don't know. I was reading a lot of tweets, and so I don't know if that's accurate, so I'm not.
Yeah.
But
I know it does look like it's potentially could be removed and used as a batarang.
Yeah, so Jammer said that in the his article. Yeah.
It's there. There's some color corrected photos that you can find out there where they lightened them up and can see some more detail. And like you said, the neck piece that is completely separate from the headpiece to allow movement, which is smart. The shoulder padding definitely looks like it's its own thing, like a plate of armor. The chest work looks like a chest plate. You know, and then I got it paused on the bat symbol, and I could easily see where that could be.
If you look on the
somebody split the gun,
yeah. Look on the left side, you'll see the like, not the trigger, the
safety.
Yeah, like somebody had drawn a little picture where they were pointing out the pieces.
Yeah. I don't know. It's possible, and that'd be a cool thing to do, and constant reminder of why he's doing what he's doing. Although I will say Batman's the whiniest, bitchiest little fucking pissant I've ever seen in my life. Oh, my parents are killed. I'm rich and I'm loaded. And
didn't they cast it properly this time then?
I guess, yeah.
First of all,
I mean, the only thing I've ever seen him in is clips of the Twilight movies. So I haven't seen The Lighthouse or anything.
He was in Harry Potter.
Yeah. One bit, and even then he's like a cocky little rich kid, you know. But he doesn't bitch him all. He's got his parents. So I
love Batman, for the record, everyone. He's one of my probably my favorite superhero.
I find it weird that he's kept several underaged boys in caves wearing tights. I'm just saying, it's kind of weird. Eccentric billionaire keeping little boys in a cave and having them wear tights with slicked back hair. Just weird, man.
I'm not going to address that, but I will say, as far as the costumes are concerned, my favorite is from my least favorite Batman. It is Ben Affleck's bat suit. I love that suit.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. I like it way better than what I'm seeing with this one. Even though I'm fine with it, he does have that. He has the look from at least how they're shooting it, as far as the jawline and everything. I'm seeing it. He is smaller than I would like him to be.
Christian Bale wasn't that big.
True, but he was bigger. He's bigger than Robert Pattinson. But then you can go to Michael Keaton. You know, he wasn't big at all.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Keaton's suit just all uncomfortable. Always having to move his whole torso to look somewhere and stuff like that. And made fights a little bit not as clean. I like your Arkham game series reference. I can definitely see that. Which a lot of people love most of those games. I think there's two people really like and one they don't. I don't remember.
Yeah.
Which is which, but it's out there, ladies and gentlemen. You can find the video and a piece written by our own Joseph Jenner Medina on the website, lrmonline.com. So be sure to head over there, check it out. And then, like I said, you can Google pictures where somebody has lightened up images from the video. So you can see a little bit more detail, stitching, like Brian's talking about.
Yeah, I hope that's not permanent. I hope that's gone.
You don't like it?
It just looks... Yeah, no, I don't. No.
What if it was an attempt to make it look more homemade?
I could... it's just ridiculous that clearly it's... No. I'm not buying that. That could be what they're going for.
That's the one thing about the Nolan trilogy is they kind of explained how he got his bat suit.
Yes.
Tony Stark, it makes sense. Like, Tony Stark himself is a fucking genius and a engineering genius. So Stark making his own suit, even as his first home suit, is pretty fucking advanced, let alone when he gets to his full factory and full capabilities. Batman is a smart guy, but he's not an engineer like Tony is.
Yeah,
you know. So, well, he relies on other people to help out with some of that,
like,
stuff.
The animated series and, you know, the comics. The comics, they make him out to be even more, you know, capable of building stuff, but like the cartoon even went out of its way to show that he had people that would help him, you know, design stuff. Obviously the Nolan films, I think, which did a great job of explaining how he got his stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think just from the one shot, wait, this movie doesn't come out till
next year.
Is it late next year?
Let's see here.
It's going to be a while. So, I mean,
the Batman release. No, middle June 25th, okay. 2021.
So, a year and a half.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be a while, but
lots of time. Lots of time. And then August 6th, 2021, The Suicide Squad, The Batman. And I know we're going to get The Flash. I just wonder if we're going to get The Green Lantern. I said this a while ago. I think all of DC's future fucking movies are going to be The something.
Probably for...
Somebody made fun of me for it. And I'm like, no, I'm telling you, man. You're going to get The...
Aquaman.
The
Aquaman.
You know? No, I think that's already came out. Aquaman 2 hopefully gets a subtitle. We're beyond numeric titles in my mind in general. Do you agree? Jammer disagreed with me. He said numeric sequels are okay. I think the time has come that we no longer need title. Then title 2, then title 3. I don't think we need that anymore.
I don't mind it, but I will say I'm on both sides. I do like the numeric stuff, but we're in this era where everything is a franchise and everything gets rebooted, so numbers sort of get confusing.
Why do you like numbers suck? It's so lazy. It's like my least favorite thing about the Iron Man movies. Oops, sorry about that. That's a loud noise you guys just heard. Iron Man 2 should have easily been called Iron Man Armor Wars. And Iron Man 3 should have been easily Iron Man Extremis. Like, I don't know why they had to go numeric with it. It's stupid. I fucking hate it. I do. Even animated films, Frozen 2, why couldn't it have been Frozen Into the Unknown? You know? Shit. Yeah. Come on now. Numeric, it's 2019, it's not 1980. We don't need fucking numbers.
But like I said, because of the franchise stuff, you're right on one front. I think, because you take something like Halloween... You know, and it's like they just called it Halloween
again. Oh, yeah, that's a mess.
Yeah, and now you have The Batman, which had Batman. It gets confusing. You almost have to accept that every 5 years, whatever you're into, whatever film comes out, in 5 years it's going to reset in some way. That's just the way it is, you know.
I mean, look, there's always the chance that it's going to be good and come out and blow us away. You were a bigger fan of the last Halloween film than I was. I thought it was all right. It had its moments, but there's an episode from around Halloween. You guys can go back and hear Brian and I talk extensively about horror movies, and I had issues with it, and you agreed that my issues were sound issues, but you still enjoyed the film despite those issues. And that's cool and all that stuff, but I wish Hollywood... I wrote an article recently. I don't remember which article it was. My Leatherface, the rebooting of Texas Chainsaw yet again. I said, you know, it's easy for Hollywood because it provides a core story already. They've already got it. They can use clips from the movies as storyboards, images from the movies as storyboards, and they've already got, you know, story treatment. Like, there's a whole bunch of stuff that's built in to a reboot or a remake. But coming up with something original, you know, I love the MCU, and I'm happy to get lots of sequels to these characters and franchises that I've grown to love. But man, I I am starting to get hungry for something original, for something new. Horror is about one of the only places you still get it, but even they are. I mean, look at this past year. You know, we got The Ring was rebooted. I think Grudge is being rebooted. Saw has been rebooted. You know, starting out with Spiral from the Book of Saw with Chris Rock, which does look intriguing.
Yes, I actually want to see that.
Yeah, I'm not saying that these movies can't be good and entertaining, but where's the next Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Vernon? You know?
Yeah.
Where's the next one of those? Where is something completely new, inspired by the past, but gives us something that we haven't seen, haven't had before? That's something I want. I don't know. What do you feel?
No. I agree. I mean, you're looking at the fact that, you know, even the films I'm anticipating this year, we have a new James Bond film, which is a franchise that's, you know, been going since the 60s. We have Black Widow movie, which is cool. She's finally getting her film, but yet again, you know, this is an MCU thing. We have, and it's not like we haven't seen her, Dune, which I'm super excited. It's my most anticipated film of the year, but yet again, they've done that before. Remake. Yeah. So yeah, when you look at everything that's coming out that I'm anticipating this year, it's all stuff that's already been a thing. Nothing really original. There's nothing. I'll take that. Yeah, there's one exception. Tenet, Nolan's film.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. There's something original.
Definitely want to see that. I liked his last couple films. Interstellar, I did like. I was lit down a bit by Inception. I walked out of it not hating it.
I love that movie.
Yeah, me and you had this conversation plenty of times. Where I was like, I don't hate it. I feel like it could have been better. I don't like his acting team, the people he keeps putting in his movies. The female lead and the guy that plays Scarecrow, I don't care to see them popping up in all of his fucking movies. That's just a personal annoyance. It's like why I hate Helena Bonham Carter. I don't know why I do. I just can't fucking stand her.
It's just funny. Did you like Sweeney Todd?
No, fucking.
He kills. She burns up at the end.
But it's a fucking musical, so I don't fucking care. Inception's a good movie, but I was underwhelmed. I was like, I think because the last one I had saw before that was The Prestige, which was fucking amazing, and of course Memento, which is freaking brilliant. And the one he didn't direct, but was a producer or a writer or something on, Insomnia. He was involved with Insomnia with Al Pacino and Robin Williams. I really like that one. But
did you ever see his little like indie student film Following?
I don't think so.
If you check it out, it's short. It's like under an hour. The first half of it, you'll be like, what is this? Like, no, you know what I mean? Like, you're not really, you won't be feeling the story. You won't see where it's headed. And then that third act, mind blown. You know, it's one of those, you could see how, as a writer, how he structures this stuff where everything you think is not important will be important later. I enjoy it. I own it. Following.
Okay. Definitely check that out. I'll tell you something that surprised me. Sonic the Hedgehog comes out this weekend, and for a while was sitting in the 70s for critic scores at Rotten Tomatoes. It has dropped down to a 65 with 88. 88 reviews in, So it's still mostly positive, but it's got a 91 audience score. Now, I looked at Detective Pikachu, which is the closest thing I could think of to this movie. It had a 69 from critics and a 79 from audiences. And then I thought about, okay, well, what other recent video game movies did we have? We had Tomb Raider, which had 52 rotten from the critics and a 55 garbage score from the audience. I think the Sonic movie looks cute. I think it looks a lot like Detective Pikachu and the type of movie that it's gonna be. And my son wants to go see it, and he's had a really good week at school, so we're gonna go. As long as he doesn't fuck it up at the finish line, we're gonna take him to go see Sonic the Hedgehog this weekend. And I hope I like it. You said you had read from some gamers that they actually liked it.
Yeah, I was frequenting a bunch of, you know, like gaming YouTubers and stuff, and that went to check it out. And I watched several videos, and they always open with, I thought it was going to be bad. I thought we were going to, you know, go see it and then make fun of it. And them coming out and saying, wow, it's actually charming. It has heart. Jim Carrey is fun. It's classic, you know, Jim Carrey. Yeah, I've been hearing a lot of positive stuff. And as far as the Rotten Tomatoes score, yeah, my mind's blown. Anything above a 40 for this movie is shocking to me.
Yeah.
To be honest. So I'm happy for it. I hope it does well solely based on the fact that, you know, here's an example. We bitch all the time about different things. And as we, you know, the original design that they showed us in that initial trailer was horrible, and I complained about it, and they actually listened. And you know what I mean, they actually listened and they've corrected it. So I definitely want the film to be a success, just based on that, based on the fact that the studio they sat back
took
and said
time and effort to you give the fans
exactly
that first, oh man, it was bad enough seeing it, but if you go back and look at side by side comparisons, holy shit, how it got to that point, I will never fucking know. Like, somebody somewhere had to raise a flag and be like, hey guys, this isn't Sonic the Hedgehog, this isn't what people are gonna want. Like, we got an issue here. You know, I liked the Detective Pikachu gave us a weird blend of pseudo-realistic Pokemon. They look more realistic than they do in the cartoons or even the best CGI games, but they still don't quite look like real-life animals like cats and dogs do. They're surreal, and I like that. And Sonic now kind of reminds me of that. But it reminds me all of a question that you and I have talked about before, and I want to bring it up again, and that is the idea of video games being translated to other mediums. And for some reason, Hollywood keeps wanting to go for fucking movies. I don't think movies are the best place for video games. Like, we've got a Mortal Kombat film coming out, right?
Yeah.
And Mortal Kombat is steeped. It's got believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what the last Mortal Kombat game you played, but it's got a deep world building, a mythology that spans centuries, and you're going to tell this story in 2.5 hours and make us care about multiple characters, at least Sonya, Jax, Liu Kang, and Raiden. No, I'm sorry, I don't see how you do that. Especially since they're all separate characters, to begin with, you know, it's not like they all go to the same high school or anything like that, like a Power Rangers or something. I had a conversation with Jammer a while ago about about this, you know, movies or games that could work as movies. And we had a hard time coming up with games that could work with movies. He did come up with one, though. He came up with Metroid. What do you think about a Metroid movie?
Yeah, Metroid is a good example of, I think, something that would be a great movie. Might not work as a show.
No, I don't think so. I think that one works like Alien.
Yeah. I'd be into that, definitely.
Samus basically alone on a ship with the bad guys. There's a mystery, puzzles, map that she's trying to follow to get to the main bad guy, claustrophobia.
Yeah.
And all of that coming into play. I think that's absolutely right, but I think Mortal Kombat would actually be much better as a series. I think Final Fantasy, but better as a series. Legend of Zelda.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely better as a series. I think most games. Are there any games that you wish could get the series treatment?
Yeah, because I was even thinking like Metal Gear Solid would be better as a series.
That's a series.
I think it'd be better as a series as opposed to a film. There's too much to jam into a film. And with a series, you would have a little more time. Sort of like a 24, Jack Ryan or something like that. Mm-hmm. You'd have a little more time to tell a story. Or Homeland. I absolutely think that would work as a series.
Resident Evil's getting a series, and I agree with that, working much, much better.
Is it going to be live action or animated?
Live action. Oh. Live action. Yep. Silent Hill, the first movie actually wasn't that terrible. It got a lot of stuff right, but it had some poor execution in other areas. But I do believe Silent Hill is one of those that could work as both. Mm. What do you think?
Yeah, you could do a series of that. You know, make it more in line with approach it from like a Twin Peaks.
I was just
where it's you have a town and it's sort of normal, but then you know you have the weird layer underneath, weird shit happening, and build to a mystery and everything. Yeah, you could do it.
Yeah, definitely. Why do you think studios seem obsessed with the movie idea though? Is it like
cash
a commitment
grab
problem?
That's my opinion. I think that the film industry still to this day doesn't really respect the video games as a medium, and they look at it as, you know, whenever they do a film, the studio itself doesn't care. Now I'm not saying everybody behind the camera doesn't necessarily care, but no, for the most part, it's they don't respect it. That's my belief.
Put it this way: the highest grossing video game movie is Detective Pikachu, and it's 143 million domestically, while worldwide it's not even 500 million; it's 436 million, with Warcraft as the second. Worldwide, making 433 from a big, I think China did good for it. Lara Croft, Tomb Raider, that's one of the ones with Angelina Jolie, is number two with 131. And then the Angry Birds movie is number three with 107 million. Think about that. Think about whatever you think of like top grossing, like anything, you're thinking of hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. You know, top grossing comic book films, top grossing this, that, and the other. You know, $500, $600, $700, $800 million these days, and these video games that make a lot of really good money. Selling video games do crap at the box office, yet we still get studios trying to pump them out. There's a Tomb Raider sequel supposedly in the works. You've got the is it Uncharted?
I know they want
to. Tom Holland is attached to Uncharted. They've been waiting for, they've gone through like six directors yes. for that film.
Yes.
Warcraft had its fucking movie. Like Hollywood, look smaller. Go for the streaming series. You get 6 to 8 hours if you do 6 to 8 1 hour long episodes to tell a more in-depth story. I don't know, man. Like gun to your head, the majority of them, what do you think works better, series or movie?
Series. And yet again, like I said, I think they just don't respect it, so they just want a cash grab, no real commitment, make a movie. Yeah, that's why they do it the way they've been doing it. I think a series, you know, I'm going to use Witcher as an example. It's not a completely fair mm-hmm. example because it's mostly, you know, based on the books.
Yeah.
But it is a video game, and it's that video game audience that watched it, you know, that really gave it that boost.
Yeah.
And so these franchises have, and that's another thing, the studios know that these franchises have a built-in audience.
They have a fan base.
There's a fan base. There. And so if you produce something, and especially with like Netflix, some kind of streaming thing where you can, like Zelda is perfect. Why have they not done Zelda? Like Zelda is so perfect. I think you could have something on par with like a Mandalorian as far as popularity.
Yeah.
And it's Nintendo. What are you doing? Zelda should be a show. Like, why has that not happened?
You know, somebody wants to turn Ocarina of Time into a movie, but instead they should take Link to the Past and make it a series.
You take. Yeah, that's a good example. That's a great idea. Yeah, it should be a show. I would make it a show.
The thing is with shows, you're given time for character development.
Exactly.
World building. You don't have to do so much in the first act to set it all up and to get us to care. You don't have to rush. And if you're good enough, you know, you set it up for a second season. And that's another thing I'll say when it comes to games. We don't necessarily need to see the story we've seen in the games themselves. You could do an all-original Legend of Zelda tale. I mean, all of the Zelda games turn out to be the same pretty much. Go save the princess. Princess is in prison. Princess is kidnapped. Princess's power's been taken. World falls into darkness. Hero of light, hero of time, hero of whatever the fuck. Go find the Master Sword and go beat the bad guy. You could do a completely original tale that uses elements inspired from all of the big games. Link to the Past, Ocarina, Majora's Mask, Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, you could build, like you said, you have time to tell a story. You know, one complaint is, oh, we want more Zelda. Well, you could actually develop that character. You could take a character, you could take Ganon and have him be a friend of the royal family, build that character over time. Maybe he's not evil initially. Maybe you build to that. You have more freedom as far as the storytelling. And something like Zelda, yeah, you do a, you know, 8-episode season. You know, map out 2 or 3 seasons. I think there's a lot of money there that they're just.
Oh, hell yeah.
I just don't know why they don't do it.
They're looking for that quick buck, just like the remakes and reboots. It's quick, but the thing is like I just read off the numbers, man. It's not really a quick buck. In order to do it well, you need to be pushing $100 million budget. And bringing in, you know, $200 or $300 million worldwide isn't really that profit. Yeah, so you made a few hundred thousand dollars profit after you share shit with the the movie theater chains, congratulations, you paid your CEO. That movie covered your CEO and maybe your vice president's paycheck. You know, why not do a series and a series offers? Oh God, the licensing, the T-shirts, the merchandising, man. There's so absolutely much potential there.
When Witcher blew up after hitting Netflix, you had the books got boosted on Steam. The video game had peaked.
Oh yeah,
even higher player base than even when the second expansion had come out. And you had the hit song, which was doing very well. A lot of money was being made in multiple mediums after the success of the show. Zelda would do the same.
Zelda, Final Fantasy,
yes.
Even Mario Brothers, I think, would work better. I know Illumination's working on a film, but I think a fun. Look, not that Mario should ever be this dark, but look at what Castlevania has done.
Yeah,
with animation, and that's another field that
I can't believe I didn't mention that. Yeah.
Well, video games being transferred to different mediums, don't discount animation, man. Look at Castlevania's fucking brilliant. And you're telling me you can't think of a Oddworld is a game that comes straight to mind that could do an animation that would be interesting. Star Fox animation series, dude. Could you imagine a 6-episode Star Fox animated series done by the guys that did Castlevania?
Captain Bucky O'Hare, man. There's a throwback for you guys. Go look that up.
there's more potential on the streaming services, guys, than there is on the big screen for video games. I promise. But that being said, all signs point to me seeing Sonic the Hedgehog this weekend. So. If you guys have seen it, please let us know in the comments below what you think of it, what you thought of it. Make sure you guys are checking out LRMonline.com every single day for all of your entertainment news needs and opinions. Make sure you're checking out the YouTube channel. Lots of great celebrity interviews coming at you from that point. And, of course, subscribe to the LRM Online Podcast Network wherever you get your podcasts from. Great shows like Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast, LR Mornings, Los Fanboys, and the new revamped LRM Ranks It, which I can't give away the title yet. It's going to have a new title, but it's going to have a written piece, but there will still be a podcast involved. So keep you guys' ears out for when that returns. Brian, what do you do with your free time on the internet?
You can find me on YouTube. Channel's name is Pulp Mythos.
And you guys can find me at That Kyle Malone on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening. Please like, share, subscribe. I can't express how much we need you to do that. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow.